Hello, I'm Glenn Losanto. I'm speaking to Gary O'Connor, who's from the BBC. Gary, you've just spoken about how you use big data in the BBC.
Yes, so we were talking about how we're trying to sew together our various islands of data to create more compelling user experiences.
So what, you're going to use data to make better programming?
It's more about our online offering. So what kind of concepts can we use to deliver you a more tailored experience? So how can we help you navigate through the oceans of content that we've got to stuff that is more relevant to you?
I'm lost. How do you use data to help me find your content?
So we can ascertain some of the things you may like based on your past behavior on the site. So some of the sites, some of the URLs you visited, you might have gone onto our sports site and consumed 5 Nottingham Forest stories within a week. We might be able to ascertain you have an interest in Nottingham Forest from that. So perhaps we might be able to prioritize Nottingham Forest stories in our sport feed. And that brings us into some questions about whether you might be signed in or whether we might just do that on an anonymous basis.
That's it. That's very interesting, but perhaps a little bit creepy to some people, the thought that you're kind of looking over my shoulder, watching what I watch, and then saying, oh, you like this, here's some more. Personally, I kind of like that because I like well-targeted delivery, but I think a lot of people have this privacy issue. How are you going to deal with that?
And that's one of the big debates we have, which is we think there's a role for us in explaining to people some of the trade-offs that are being made, and how would we do that. So we're at very, very early days at the moment. We're capturing anonymized data about which of our content is more popular, but I think we foresee ourselves as having a role to play to facilitate some of that conversation about what trade-offs you're willing to make for a different kind of user experience.
So there is a trade, you know, I give you data, you give me a better experience. That seems like a fair exchange.
Yes, provided you know the things that we are doing with that data and we're open about that. Now we're having some conversations about how we can do that, and we would like to hope we don't have commercial reasons to use your data as some other organisations do, but you know, it's clearly very easy to claim that. So I think they're interesting conversations, and I think there's a lot of people who aren't in the technology community who aren't aware of the trade-offs they're making today, and part of it should be about highlighting to them some of those things so that they're making conscious rather than unconscious decisions.
More awareness on both sides.
Yes, I think so.
Thank you very much, Gary.
Okay, thank you.